Yes, out of the west side. Because at that time, blacks could have, if they wanted to, they could have took over the mayor's job. They had this many votes. You see, you had in the early 60s, 1960, when I look back at it, in 62, when I was here, studying, still going to school, and when I came back in 63, you had about pretty close about 8,000, 9,000 votes just in the west side alone. Now, when you look at that, considering the fact that you only took about 25,000 votes at that time to elect the governor, that was a hell of an influence. And you had the mayor and everybody else was coming to the west side, you know, trying to get the votes. And so they decided that they would build, have Sprawl Home, to build the houses just across into the west side line, I mean, say into the North Las Vegas line, and that would pull that population out. And it did. It was effective. But what it did, it put North Las Vegas in jeopardy. And when I came down here, North Las Vegas then had two assemblymen. Had Dave Branch, and they had a guy by the name of Paul May. They ran staggered terms. And so I decided that I would run against Paul May, just in the black community now, not run in the white community. My campaign would just be in the black community. I almost beat Paul May. But I was talking about reapportionment. One man, one vote, single seat district. Paul May, at this time now, I've gone to work for Reynolds Electrical Engineering Company. I went to work for Reynolds in February 1966 as a compliance officer. Paul May came over to my office and he said to me, he says, you were talking about this reapportionment. In fact, this was not 1968 when I, this is 1970 when I actually ran against Paul. He said to me, he says, you were talking about this reapportionment. He said, what is it that you want out of this? And I had a blackboard in my office. I went to the blackboard and I said, here's what I want. I want one senator, two assemblymen, I want a hospital trustee. We had a hospital trustee at that time. I said, I want a school board representative. I want a county commissioner. I want a board of regent, and I want a state board of education person out of that. And he said, okay, I'll work with you on this. Well, in 1970 election, the Republicans actually took over in the assembly, but the Democrats took over in the Senate. So it so happened, so I'm associated with, through Reynolds Electrical Engineer, with the Atomic Energy Commission, who was associated with EG&G. EG&G had a guy by the name of Frank Young, who ran for the assembly as a Republican. So I went to Frank and I said, Frank, you guys Republican want to increase your numbers and hold on to the seat? He said, well, yes. I said, here's a way you can do it. I said, you can support single seat districts and you can get that on. Frank said, well, yes. It so happened that Frank Young became the chairman of the election committee. And so he and Paul May got together and they put this plan together, which included, just as I said it would be. And they pushed it through the assembly, went to the Senate, and the Senate passed it. Now, this is 1971. In August, after the session was over, the Democratic Party sued the legislature over the single seat district. Now, why did they do that? Because to create single seats at that time meant that you would take Democrats' votes from their at-large seats that they were running in the Clark County, which was 9, and they could only get one person elected, and that was Woodrow Wilson. You see, they have 9 seats up, and so blacks would come in and support those 9 people, and they would lift Woody over the barrel into the left. So Woody ran for 3 terms. He got elected. He was the first person that got elected. And so when they did that, so I I went and got me some Republicans to sue, to countersue. And we got together with a law firm. It wasn't a law firm, I guess it was a gentleman and his daddy, Doug Diener. He had a son. Doug, his son died, but I think Doug is still, the old man is still living. So we got him to countersue and to go for single seats across the board in both houses, the Senate and the Assembly, knowing full well we're not going to get that. But the court, more than likely now, would go with the legislative reapportionment, which gave the blacks their single seat. And it turned out, on December the 13th, 1971, a 3-judge panel met in Reno, Nevada, in the federal court, and ruled that the reapportionment of the legislature would stand. And that gave us that Senate, the 2 assemblymen, the Board of Regents, the State Board of Education, the school board trustee, I forgot that, and the hospital trustee. They changed that, the law changed that and wiped out the hospital trustee because they used to elect the board to the hospital, but they changed that. And so we were left with those particular seats. And so I ran for the Senate in 1972. And that's how it got started. And of course, following that election, now, George Franklin sued the county commission and stopped the reapportionment of the county commission. Now, why he did that is the legislature could not reapportion the county commission. They had to do that themselves. Yeah. So the first person who got elected to county commission was Aaron Williams. And then he gave up his tiffany, and some guy, I forgot this guy's name, I think his name was Bowers, ran. He was with Channel 8 at the time, and he got elected during the time when Franklin sued. And then when they changed it back over, we ran Woodrow Wilson against this guy and took the seat back, you see. And of course, Woodrow Wilson got into problems, you know, with taking money and